I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Technology making life a whole lot simpler for licensed buyers, retailers, and the West Virginia DNR alike. We'll talk more about it right after this.
If hunting and fishing sound like perfect activities for a first date, you might be a redneck, but you're definitely a friend of the outdoors. Hey, this is Jeff Foxworthy. If you're like me, you've got plenty of friends and family just waiting for an invitation to step outside. So ask them. Take a newcomer shooting, hunting, or fishing. You'll have fun together, and you might even ignite another vital contributor to fish, wildlife, and habitat conservation. Find out how at stepoutside.org.
There was a time in West Virginia buying a hunting license involved a lengthy process, much like taking one of those standardized tests in school, but in recent years, the DNR is moving toward the final vestiges of the black and the dot orders. It's a new innovation called point of sale.
Well, the difference in the point of sale system is we can take the information off of the back of your driver's license, whether you're a resident or non-resident, and we populate the screen with that information. And that saves us some typing there. We don't have to type in your name and address and all that. And then we can go right to getting which privileges you want to select and print your license out, in some cases, in about a minute.
That is Mike Mullins, head of the DNR's IT department. He says this is not only a rapid response for the hunter or angler, it's rapid for the DNR, too.
We used to have to wait for a month to 2 months to get all the agent reports in. And right now, as soon as you receive your license, by the time it prints out at the agent location, the normal situation is we've got it in our database in Charleston already. The other advantage for the licensee is that since we have that data online, if you lose your license, you can go back to not only the agent you purchased it from, but to any agent who has the electronic licensing system and get a reprint.
And who among us hasn't dropped the license over the side of the boat? Wait a minute. They've thought of everything.
It is a slip of paper, and it shows all the privileges you've purchased. We can actually get that piece of paper wet, and we spent a lot of time in determining what the best paper and the best inks were and the best printer to print that off. You can actually take that in the water with you and get it wet two or three times, and it still looks just like the day you bought it.
But there are still some glaring holes to fill. Big retailers like Walmart and Kmart are yet to integrate the system into their sporting goods departments.
We're working with their corporate folks, and they have a lot of requirements. We've tried several different configurations as far as our equipment goes to get those up and running. And you know, of course, their networks are very big, and they have a lot of security requirements. So just working to get a reasonable solution between both ends.
But at least for the time being, when you're at the sporting good counter of the big discount chains in West Virginia, you'll still be darkening the ovals with a number 2 pencil. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.